just unite our hearts together, please, in a word of opening prayer. Our eternal God and our Father, we come to Thee this morning, and we just ask, O God, that You'll be one of our number. Lord, You'll move amongst us today, and Lord, that we'll hear the voice of the living God, and Lord, that this day we might know that we're in Thy presence. Help us, aid us now in our worship. In the Saviour's name we ask. Amen. Our opening psalm will be the words of the Psalm 100. All people that on earth do dwell, sing to the Lord with cheerful voice. Him serve with mirth, His praise forth tell. Come ye before Him and rejoice. We'll sing this psalm together, and we'll also sing the doxology as well at the end. We'll stand together as we sing, please. Well, let's come before the Lord again, please, in a word of prayer. Let's ask for His presence and His help in the service of worship this morning. Eternal God and our Father, we come to Thee today. Lord, we come to offer our praise and our thanksgiving unto Thee. Lord, Thou alone art worthy of all of our praise. Thou alone art worthy of our worship. And Heavenly Father, we therefore come humbly, reverently into Thy holy presence. We acknowledge, O God, that today we're coming into the presence of the great and the living God. We realize, O God, that we're coming to the One who is the sovereign over all, the One who is the Ancient of Days, the One who is the great Potentate of Time. And Heavenly Father, we thank Thee today for each one in this meeting who's saved. Lord, that we can say, this God is our God. We thank Thee, Lord, today that we have that relationship with Thee. We praise Thee, O God, today that through the finished work of Christ on the cross, We have this wonderful access to Thee in prayer. Lord, how we praise Thee this morning. How we thank Thee, Lord. How we rejoice today that we are the living to praise Thee. We thank Thee, Lord, today that we are amongst the redeemed of God. And Heavenly Father, we pray today that You'll just come and thrill our hearts. We ask, O God, that as we would worship Thee, we pray, Lord, that our worship might be acceptable in Thy sight. Lord, we pray that we might not merely go through the motions and the rituals, but Lord, that today we might hear the voice of the Lord. Lord, that we'll see Thee afresh. Lord, that You'll come and stand amongst us in all of Thy great power. Lord, how much we need Thee. O God, we pray, come this day. Lord, by Thy Holy Spirit, take control of this meeting. Speak into our hearts. And Lord, we pray that there will be that word in season to all of us today. Our Father, we pray that You'll bless all who have been enabled to gather in the house of God this morning. We ask, O God, that You'll come and encourage us, come and bless us. We pray, Lord, that this day we might all do business with God. Lord, we pray that we might not leave this place, Lord, without having heard the voice of the Lord. Tune our hearts, Lord, we pray, therefore, remove every distracting thought. Lord, take away those things, Lord, that would cause us, Lord, to think of other things and cause our minds to wander to other places. We pray, Lord, that this day You'll bring every thought into captivity, and Lord, that we might know help from heaven, Lord, even as we would seek to worship Thee. And Father, we pray that You'll remember those who cannot gather with us today. We pray, Lord, that You'll speak to them, Lord, that You'll be near to them. Remember those who are unwell today. Touch them. Strengthen them, O God, we pray. And Lord, we pray that You'll lay Your healing hand upon them at this time. We thank the Lord for answers to prayer. And O God, we continue to pray for those who need our prayers at this time. Our Father, we pray today for the cold and the careless. We pray, Lord, today for those who once walked well with Thee, and yet today they're not in the house of God. They have no desire to be in the house of God. O God, we pray that You'll speak to them. O God, we pray that You'll take them out of the coldness, Lord, that they're in. Lord, we pray that You'll bring them, Lord, from those bypath meadows, and Lord, bring them into that place, Lord, where You'd have them to be. And Heavenly Father, we just cry unto Thee for help, for mercy, Lord. We just look to Thee today. Come, O God, we pray. Do hearts good, we pray. Touch us, we pray. Speak to us, convict us. Challenge us, Lord, and change us all. Our Father, we pray that You'll remember our land and our nation. We cry unto Thee today for that breath of God, the Holy Spirit. Breathe upon us. Lord, we pray that You'll come revive us in the midst of the years. O God, give us a little reviving even in our bondage. Our Father, we pray that You'll remember those who are serving Thee across our land. Lord, those who are faithful to Thee and to the Word of God, encourage them, we pray. And Lord, we pray that signs might follow the preaching of the glorious gospel. So be with us, Lord, just now. Help us, O God, we ask of Thee. Remember, Lord, the persecuted church again. Remember, Lord, those who cannot gather publicly, such as we can. Lord, those who are being persecuted, hounded for their faith, encourage them. Lord, we pray that You'll strengthen them. We ask of Thee. And Lord, we pray that You'll defeat the powers of sin and Satan, Lord, in those lands and nations, Lord, that would seek, Lord, to stop the preaching of the gospel. Our Father, we thank Thee today that the gospel shall run. We thank the Lord today that You've promised, Lord, that You will build Your church. And Lord, Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that even in this area of East Belfast, that You will be pleased to build up the work of God. Lord, we pray You'll be pleased to add souls, Lord, to the Church of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask of Thee that we'll see God at work. Heavenly Father, we just pray now that You'll come, bless us, and do our hearts good, we pray. Lord, we thank Thee for Your goodness to us already today. We thank Thee for health and for strength. We thank the Lord for the desire You've planted within our hearts to be here. And Heavenly Father, we pray that even as we would come to meet with Thee, Lord, it is our desire that You would meet with us. Lord, bless the word that has already gone forth to the children in the Sunday school, the young people in the Bible class. Bless the word that will go over in Hollywood this afternoon. Oh God, we pray. Bless our children. Remember our young people. Keep Your hand upon them for good. For those that have wandered, bring them back. And Heavenly Father, we pray that You'll be pleased to do a work in this upcoming generation. So hear and answer prayer. Continue with us now and help us. In the Savior's name we ask all of these things. Amen. Amen. Can I ask you please to turn with me in the Word of God this morning to the book of Psalms and to the Psalm number 42. The Psalm 42, please. Psalm 42, and we'll read Psalm 42 and Psalm 43 together. We continue in the series of Help for Hurting Christians, and we look at today at the subject of defeating depression. And we want to look at this subject by the help of the Lord today. The Psalm 42 and Psalm 43, we'll read them both together. Psalm 42, to the chief musician Maskell for the sons of Korah. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God my rock, Why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, Where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth, let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. At this stage, let me welcome you all along to our morning worship service. We're glad to see you all in the house of God this morning, and we pray the Lord will richly bless you as you fellowship with us today. We are delighted to see you all this morning. Delighted to be able to welcome back to our congregation our dear brother, our clerk of session, our brother Tom. Tom and Joan, we're delighted to have you both with us today, and thank you for being here. Pray the Lord will continue to bless you both, and we pray the Lord's hand will be upon you. Also delighted to have Laura back out with us again, and we are delighted that prayer has been answered for God's servants. And we pray the Lord will continue to bless you, Laura, and be with you and strengthen you in the days ahead. And others who've been unwell over recent weeks, we're glad to see you back in the house of the Lord. And also to those who are watching online, we welcome you as part of our congregation this morning as well. Can I just run quickly through the announcements for today and the week that lies before us in the will of the Lord? At 2:30, we have our Sunday school over in Hollywood, so please do remember that, our Sunday school in Hollywood. Pray for the children as they gather there in the community centre in Redburn. We have our season of prayer at 6 p.m. this evening. You come and join with us for that time of prayer, followed then by our gospel service at 6:30. I'll be here to preach the gospel, and our sister Natasha Atchison will be here to sing. Tuesday night, our Explorers Club, back on again at 7 p.m. And do remember that, please, in your prayers. Then also on Thursday night, that will be a deputation meeting, and our sister, Miss Joanne Greer, will be here to speak of the work that she is involved in there in Liberia. And so Joanne will be here to speak and also to show a presentation of the work. So I trust you'll come and encourage Joanne as she comes to the deputation meeting on Thursday night. There'll also be an offering for you to help her and support her. On Friday at 8 o'clock, we have our youth fellowship, and our brother Adam will be speaking on Friday night. Also, this Friday night will be the monthly men's prayer meeting at 8 o'clock as well. All the services, normal times, usual times, next Sunday, 10:15, the Sunday School Bible class, 11:30, 6:30, both preceded by the seasons of prayer. I'll be here to preach, and then in the evening time, our sister Joanna McCammon will be along to sing. I would ask you please to remember those in our congregation who are not well at this time and have requested prayer. Do remember our sister Jennifer Newbury, who is not very well at this time. Do remember Jennifer in your prayers and pray that the Lord will be with her and help her at this time. Also, we want you to remember our sister Maureen Ewing. Maureen will be going into hospital on Friday for an operation. And please do remember Maureen in your prayers, that the Lord will be with her and help her at this time as well. Let the Bible Speak magazines and the Vision magazines are available. If you haven't got yours, please take them with you today. They're also, the offering boxes are there as you leave. I have a card here from Tom and Joan that they've asked me to read out to the congregation. And they write to the Reverend Wilson, elders and deacons. Tom and Joan would like to thank the congregation for all the kindness shown through prayers, cards, and telephone calls during a difficult period. It's very much appreciated. Our God has truly answered the prayers of God's people, and we give Him all the glory. Thanking you all, love, Tom and Joan. 1 Peter 5 and the verse number 7. Do continue to remember them all in prayer. Remember those who need prayer at this time. The Lord will bless as well. Just see our brother Jimmy out again. We're glad to see you, Jimmy, and others as well. Thank you for being with us today. We're going to sing another hymn just before we come to the word of the Lord. This is one of our lockdown hymns. When I fear, my faith will fail. Christ will hold me fast. When the tempter would prevail, He will hold me fast. We'll stand together as we sing this second hymn, please. You turn with me, please, to the book of Psalms again, to Psalm 42. Psalm 42 and the verse number 5. Psalm 42 and verse 5. Psalmist asks the question, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me?" With the word of God open before us, can I ask you please to pray with us as we come to the Lord just for a moment of prayer, and pray the Lord will speak to all of our hearts. Heavenly Father, we thank thee today for the living word of God. We thank thee, Lord, that this is thy word. We're not coming to man's thoughts or the thoughts of this preacher. We thank thee, O God, we're coming to thy word. Therefore, O God, thy word, may it be that light and that lamp. We pray, Lord, it'll be that searchlight. May it be that comfort to our hearts today, we pray. Heavenly Father, we pray now you'll give help. As we seek, Lord, to open the scriptures, give us help, Lord, to preach as we should. Give us help, Lord, to hear as we need. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll do our hearts good. Continue with us now. In the Savior's name we ask. Amen. Amen. One of the untold and as yet fully unrealized effects of the lockdowns and isolations of the past 2 years is regarding the mental health of our people. There are people today suffering from various degrees of depression that you never would have imagined that would ever suffer from any mental health issues at all. Last Monday, the third Monday of the month of January, was termed Blue Monday. It is supposed to be the most depressing day of the year. I'm not sure how scientific or realistic that is, because those who struggle with feelings of depression just don't feel it for one day and then suddenly it disappears. However, one thing is for sure, that depression and a feeling of loneliness and helplessness and uselessness is a reality in many lives today, and especially so in the lives of some of God's best. Today, there are many hurting because of depression. And as a pastor and as a minister, I think it is vital now more than ever to look at this subject and to seek to deal with this subject, particularly the realm of spiritual depression. And I know there are various types of depression, for example, clinical depression, the result of the chemical imbalance in the brain. Medication is required for that. But this morning I want to look at the subject as we see it here in Psalm 42 and Psalm 43 of spiritual depression. A feeling of great discouragement and despair in our Christian life and in our Christian living. And I think it is a reality more than we would care to think about. And especially during these past number of years, when people have been separated the one from the other and loneliness has overcome people, this is more of a problem. Why should I speak on such a subject? Well, first and foremost, because the Bible speaks about it. The scriptures don't actually use the word depression or call someone depressed. But very often it does speak about men and women who were in a very low state of mind or some circumstance in life. Moses in Numbers chapter 11, the verse 16, we read where he says, "I am not able to bear all of this people alone because the burden is too heavy for me." You think of Hannah, who was despondent because of her barrenness. In the Psalms, we read of the psalmist being in times of great distress and depression. You see, this is a more common problem than perhaps we want to think about or admit in the Church of Christ. Many of God's greatest and God's best of servants were given to times of depression and despair. Martin Luther, the great Protestant reformer, spoke about being so low in spirit that he thought he was near the gates of hell itself. Mr. Spurgeon was often in that slough of despondency, in the pit of depression, having to escape to France to deal with those dark days. You see, whenever we get into such a state, it begins to affect our spiritual life. It begins to affect our walk with God. And it is that especially that I want us to consider here in these verses. The psalmist in Psalm 42 and Psalm 43 is spiritually depressed. Because three times in short succession, he talks about being downcast in soul. And I think there are very few of us who have not been there to some degree or other throughout our lives. Therefore, this morning, as the Lord gives help and as the Lord gives strength, we want to look at the subject of dealing with depression and most especially defeating depression. First of all, I want you to see with me here, there is the condition that is analyzed. The condition analyzed. Verse 5, why art thou cast down? Why art thou cast down? Three times he asks this question, why art thou disquieted within me? You see, this is a very real burden. The pain of heart that he is experiencing right now. As we think of this condition, notice the reality of it. We see its reality throughout Psalm 42. Look at verse 3. We see its reality in his tears. He says, my tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? We sing, I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the pilgrim way. The psalmist wasn't singing night and day in Psalm 42. His tears were his meat constantly, continually. Essentially, they were his food. They were what consumed him. We see as well in verse number 9, his troubles. He says, I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? It seems that God has forgotten him. Verse number 10, we look at the attacks of the enemy as with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? The constant chiding and sniting from the enemy. Where is thy God? This man was in trouble. This man was in a very dark and difficult place. The pain that he felt at that very moment felt like a sword into his very heart. A sword in my bones. He feels the pain. We see not only the reality of this condition, but see as well the difficulty of this position. There is a difficulty that is spoken about here in Psalm 42 and Psalm 43. In these few verses, the 11 verses of Psalm 42 and the 5 verses of Psalm 43, there are over 50 personal pronouns. I, my, and me. There's a very prominent personality in this condition, and it is himself. The Lord's name is mentioned less than half of the times of the psalmist. You see, what has happened here is for this time, the psalmist has got his eyes on the Lord and got his eyes on himself. He becomes overcome with his situation. He becomes so wrapped up in himself. He has majored on himself. He's obsessed with himself, his own problems, his own situations, and he fails to see the Lord as he should. You see, folks, when we get our eyes off the Lord, when we fail to contemplate and to consider the Lord as we should, we lose out with him. And very soon we forget about him. And it's all about me, I, and mine. But there's also honesty in this condition. Because the psalmist is honest. Look very closely at the words in verse number 5, where he says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" He begins to realize that he shouldn't be in this place. He begins to realize that this is not how he should be feeling. He doesn't look to his circumstances, but rather now he looks within himself. It's so easy to blame situations. It's so easy to blame others. When we get away from God and we lose out with God, here the psalmist is realizing, he's honest with himself, I shouldn't be here. No matter what the situation I may be in, no matter what the circumstances I may be having, I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be like this. He's honest because he realizes he's got his eyes off the Lord. The psalmist realized that by allowing himself to be overcome by the circumstances of life, he was wrong, and he starts to reason within himself, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? And he starts on the pathway and on that way back to getting back to where he should have been. How easy it is to become despondent. How easy it is to become despairing, and not for one moment do I minimize anybody's trouble or pain. But by the help of Almighty God, may he allow us to see past that and to see the Savior. It was Mr. Spurgeon commenting on these verses where he said that David chided himself out of the dump. He chided himself out of the dumps. He admitted the problem, and he looks inward for self-examination, and he asks that very important question, why? Why art thou downcast? Where is the peace I once enjoyed? Where is that blessed time? He starts to reason with himself, and he starts to realize that this is where the Lord would not want him to be. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? I know this is not the answer of medical science. It has a part, yes. But surely for the child of God, as we will go on to see, our hope should be in him, in the Lord. There is condition analyzed. But I want us to see something more here. There's the consequences identified. Spend a little bit of time looking at the consequences of this spiritual depression that the psalmist is in. Notice how it affected his appearance. Verse number 11 of Psalm 42, he says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance." That talks about his appearance, his face. It's speaking a thousand words. It speaks volumes about the state of mind. It is well said that the face and indeed the eyes are the windows into the soul. And you can often tell how people are by their expression. They might try to hide things, put on a brave face, and we all do that. But so often we cannot hide the state of despondency. It will show in our face. It did for the psalmist. It showed not only in his appearance, it showed in his appetite. What was his appetite? We go back to verse 3. It was his tears. They've been his meat day and night. This state of mind is affecting now his appetite. He's so overcome. He's so worried. He's anxious. Tears flow down his cheeks. He cannot eat. Things just seem to be getting on top of him. Sometimes when people shed tears and they cry and they start to apologize and say, I shouldn't be crying. Well, why should we not be crying? Tears are a language, the hymn writer says, God understands. That verse over in Psalm 56 and the verse 8, where the Lord sees our tears and he puts them into his bottle. He stores our tears in his bottle. Tears are prayers too, because they travel to God when we cannot speak. We see his attitude as well. It's that of being overcome, overwhelmed with all of these emotions and these difficulties. He talks about tears of sorrow, verse number 7, about the waves of trouble. Deep calleth on to deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. And then there's the pain in verse 10, as with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me. Where is thy God? Where is thy God? And the enemy comes, and old Satan will come whenever we are in that place and say, well, where's your God now? The complaint that is analyzed. The consequences that are identified. But I want us to move now and look at the cure that is personified. I think we have seen just in these few verses that we've briefly looked at is that this is a real situation. This man, David, at this time was just not having a bad day. An off day or Blue Monday. This was real. But there was a cure. There was an answer. There was a remedy. Notice here that in this cure there is an honest conversation. What does he do? He talks to the Lord. He pours out his heart unto the Lord. And oftentimes when we are in a dark and difficult place, it's very hard to pray. And even the devil would come and tell you, you can't pray. How important it is to get before the Lord in the secret place, in the quiet place, and pour out your complaint to the Lord. Remember, the Lord who knows how you feel, the Lord knows your pain, the Lord knows what you're going through. And he desires for you to talk to him. Our times of darkness and our times of despair must be times that lead us to the Lord. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. You don't need to take your burden if you don't wish to others. But most of all, take it to the Lord. Take it to the Lord. Notice to the one to whom he was coming. Look, he refers to him in verse number 2, the living God. The living God. Verse number 6, he talks about the powerful God. Therefore I will remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites from the hill of Mizar. In verse number 8, we see the caring God. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. The God of my life, this is his personal God. I want you to turn just for a second over with me to Psalm 142. And here is another psalm, Maskell of David. He's in the cave of Adullam, in a very dark place. Notice how he conducts himself here. Because here in Psalm 42 and I just leave this psalm with you. You can read it perhaps when you go home this afternoon and consider it more. But here are precious words to teach us how we may pray when we're in a valley of despair and depression. I cried, Psalm 142, I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before Him. I showed before Him my trouble. The Lord knows what we're going through, and the Lord knew what David was going through. But he still told the Lord what he was going through. Verse 3, when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked at my right hand, and behold, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord, and said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. What precious truths here as to how we can deal and how we can pray through dark and depressing times. Pour your heart out before the Lord, but do so as well with assurance that He will hear you, and that you shall praise Him, and that the Lord will deal bountifully with you. The enemy was saying, God has forsaken you. God has forgotten you. But he needed to be reminded that God was still for him. There was here an honest conversation in this cure. But as we go back to Psalm 42, I want you to see here there is also a helpful confidence. A helpful confidence. Verse 5, he says, hope thou in God. Hope thou in God. As you read through the verses of Psalm 42, you will see that the psalmist really is on a roller coaster of emotions. He's up and down, and yet intertwined with all of his thoughts, there is this thought, hope thou in God. Hope thou in God. From verse 1 through to 7, it really has been a psalm of much despair. But then he comes to verse 8, and he says, yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. Yet the Lord. He was in a dark place. He was in a very difficult place, a very hard place, but there was still hope. Yet there was still hope. Dear believer, today you may be in a very dark place, a very hard place, but there's still hope today. Hope is not gone. Hope thou in God. There was confidence that God will and God can break the gloom. Hope. It's a command, it's an expectation. He doesn't look around to others, he looks to the Lord. Hope thou in God. His hope was in the Almighty God, not just another God, not just one of many gods, the God of heaven and earth. His hope was in the all-powerful God. Verse number 8, the Lord will command. And dear believer, you may be feeling in a very low place today, but notice the power of the Lord. The Lord will command. The Lord is able to overcome that darkness and evil, able to overcome that despair. Go on down to Psalm 43 in the verse 2. For thou art the God of my strength. Thou art the God of my strength. The Lord was going to uphold him. The Lord was going to strengthen him. There was hope in the Almighty God, there was hope in the all-powerful God, but there was hope as well in the all-sufficient God. Verse number 4 of Psalm 43 says, "Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God." He talks about being joyful. He realized that even though this was a time of despair, yet it was also a time of hope. And there is always hope with the Lord. No matter what we're going through, no matter how dark and how heavy the burden may be that we're carrying, there is always hope in the Lord. David realized that the Lord was all he needed. The Lord was sufficient for this time of trouble and trial. Just as he said to Jeremiah, he says, "I am with thee to save thee and to deliver thee and to redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible." So the Lord was going to command the darkness to be dispelled. His promises of peace in the midst of the storm, his promises of light in the midst of the darkness. What a cure for this lament. Hope thou in God. Dear Christian, this morning, in a dark, difficult place in your life, perhaps right now, the circumstances of life have overcome you. There is still hope, yet the Lord will command his loving kindness. We see finally there is the contrast verified. Because there is a tremendous contrast as we come to the end of Psalm 43. "Why art thou cast down," verse 5, Psalm 43, "why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God." I shall yet praise him. David knew this wasn't going to be the way for the rest of his life. There were going to be better times, better days ahead. What a difference now. Before he was sorrowful, before he was mourning. But now there's a difference. He's praising, he's rejoicing. And even though the wicked and the enemy will come and say, "Where is thy God?" yet David's going to praise the Lord. This was a praise not only for the present, but also for the future. Yet, it was going to be his confidence into the future. Whatever life may throw at him, whatever God had ordained for him, whatever he says, by the help of God and by his hope in God, he was going to press on. Verse number 4 talks about the altar of God. And he's not speaking there about coming before a bit of wood or a piece of furniture. He's talking there about communion with God, closeness with God. This time in his life was a time when David had lost out that communion, that fellowship with God. Verse 4, he says, "Then will I go unto the altar of God." David was going to get back into that close fellowship and that close communion with God. May we constantly pray and seek and desire that closeness with the Lord, because whenever we lose that, then we will become in even more despair. Don't lose out with God. I think it's the teaching here in Psalm 43 and verse 5. Verse 4, "Then will I go on to the altar of God, God, my exceeding joy." He didn't go to the world. He didn't go to his friends for that joy. He went to the Lord. May we go to that altar and may we go to that place of communion and rejoice in all that we have in God through Christ. You see, what I believe was happening in verse number 4 is that he was getting that fresh glimpse of his Savior. How do we have communion with God? How do we have closeness with God? It's through Christ, the Son of God. How can we be brought to God? How can we come into God in prayer? It's through Christ. And I believe that David here got that fresh view of his Savior. He got that fresh view of how much the Lord loved him, that he died on the cross to save him from sin. And no longer did he want to be living in the doldrums of despair. He wanted to be living in the light of the gospel and all that Christ had done for him there. Because even in the darkness of that day, when Christ hung on the cross, there was still hope because there was a better day. Because after the darkness came the dawn. And you see, today with Christ, there is always hope. With Christ, there is always help. And with him, there's always a better day and a brighter future. Then will I go on to the altar of God. Has some circumstance, has some situation come between you and your God? Have you allowed that situation to blot out God, to keep you from God, to keep you from that closeness with God that you once had? Then we need to get back to that place of closeness and communion with the Lord. William Cowper was a man given to times of great spiritual depression. Times of great darkness in his life, and often he struggled with his life and his living for God. It was during a time of great spiritual depression that he wrote what was to become one of his most well-known hymns, when he said, God moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. You see, it was when he got his eyes off the situation and got his eyes on the Sovereign, on the Savior, that he found help. And he continued on writing and said, blind unbelief is sure to err, and scan his work in vain. God is his own interpreter, and he will make it plain. William Cowper, just like David the psalmist, got his eyes back on the Savior. This world offers no hope today. But thank God there is hope in Christ. Defeating the spiritual depression, despair, get to God, cry to God, weep to God. Get to his word, read his word, ask the Lord to reveal himself through his word. And catch that fresh view of our Savior. Why art thou downcast, O my soul? Hope thou in God. There's hope today. There's hope for the despairing. There's hope for the downcast. And that hope is always found in the Lord, because he will be all you'll need. He'll carry you through. He'll give you the strength to keep on going. He will never let you go. He will hold you fast. Let's bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank thee today for thy word. And O God, we ask today that you'll help us, Lord, all in the midst of the gloom and despair that we see around us, Lord, to hope in God. Lord, we pray that today, that even as the psalmist experience, Lord, that we will come onto the altar of God. Lord, that we'll come back to that place where we should be and we need to be with Thee. Lord, that we'll look to Thee. Lord, that we'll cast our burden upon Thee. We'll call upon Thee. And yet, O God, in Thy strength, that we'll go forward for Thee. O God, we pray that You'll give us help today. We ask, O God, that in the midst of despair, in the midst of darkness, may we see the Savior. Bless Thy word to our hearts, O God, we pray. In the Savior's name we ask. Amen. I'm going to sing in closing the words of hymn number 568. Be not dismayed, whate'er betide, God will take care of you. Beneath His wings of love abide, God will take care of you. 568, we'll stand together as we sing this closing hymn, please. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee today for that assurance that You will take care of us. We thank the Lord that You'll carry us through even the darkest of times. We thank the Lord for the testimony of the psalmist. Lord, how that even while he was downcast in soul, yet he could hope in God. He could come to God. And help us, O God, we pray today, to see thee afresh, to get to thee afresh. O God, we pray that where we've left off serving thee, loving thee, O God, we pray that we might get back to that place. And Lord, that you would restore unto us those years that the locusts have eaten. Lord, restore unto us the joy of thy salvation. So bless us, we pray. Part us in the fear and the blessing of Almighty God. Go with us, O God. Travel with us, Lord, as we make our homeward journey. Be with us all throughout this afternoon. We ask, O God, that you'll remember over in Hollywood this afternoon. Bless the children, Lord, as they're taught the things of God. Come up with us again this evening in the gospel. Lord, bring others in onto the sound of the Word of God. Bring people from this area. Bring out the people of God tonight to the gospel service. And Lord, may we look to thee, Lord, for thy hand to be at work. So be with us, continue with us, and go with us now. In the Savior's name we pray. Amen.